pentachloride, I mean, the furans. Now, in terms of accidents, there have been lots of them with dioxin. Seveso was a plant in Italy which was manufacturing 245T in the days when it was being used. In the plant, an explosion occurred. There was a vat that contained 4 kilograms of dioxin in it. It spread that vat over 7.8 square kilometres. That dust then killed thousands of animals in the vicinity. All of the people survived, so the LD50, remember, for the guinea pig was an exceptionally low number, but it was orders of magnitude higher for people. So the people survived, but they had severe chloracne. Here's a picture of the guys going in to clean up all the dead animals, and as you can see, these guys have got full protection suits on to deal with the mess that was around. The children then got chloracne at 3 ppb per kilogram body mass. With Agent Orange, the problems then were due to the formation of dioxins in the production of the 245T, in the same fashion as up here. The spraying of Agent Orange was quite indiscriminate, and the harbour, which was associated with the Australian Navy at that particular stage, it was actually being sprayed with the Agent Orange, and unfortunately there's been a high incidence of cancer and the Navy personnel that were actually using the seawater, which was then subsequently distilled to make drinking water, because what they'd done is then they were taking water that at the outset had a high concentration of TCDD in it, and then they were distilling that across into their drinking water and consuming it. And they didn't know it, but that's after the event they've gone through and had a look at how exactly these guys were exposed to, and that was actually coming from their drinking water that they didn't realise was actually being